This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you! Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Sat Mag with Mark and Warren this morning because Macca and Tass are attending, I want to say their wedding, but no, it's not their wedding. They are attending a wedding this morning.
Spread a rumour, man.
Now,
it's the modern media landscape. Let's get some disinformation here.
Now, Fiona.
Tass is the blushing bride.
Never that blushing.
Fiona Newton, of course, is from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy, which I absolutely love. Fiona, welcome back to Sat Mag.
Great to be on Sat Mag again with you, boy.
I think we're confusing a lot of regular listeners. We've got stable voices in unstable times. Yeah. Now, firstly...
Well, fix yourself.
Well, let's talk about you. Just talking about stability, you've got a bit of news this week, haven't you?
A bit of news specifically, or
yeah,
about football or myself? Or...
About yourself?
Look, I tested positive for COVID this week.
Oh no! How are you feeling?
That was a bit of fun. I'm fine. My son tested positive as well, so we're locked up together, inventing all sorts of activities to keep ourselves occupied.
So, well, the jigsaw puzzles are going to finally get undusted and
Bubble Ninja races to the bin.
Ah, okay.
I'm coming COVID's up fun. With all sorts of things.
This is the best pandemic ever. We'll get well.
Yes.
But more importantly...
Yes, Fiona, now, I mean, footy's kicking off and it's...
a thousand goal kick.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's exciting, everyone's excited, but we had that terrible story of what Tom Morris had said and was consequently sacked from Sky Sports. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it for those who aren't aware of what's been going on?
Yeah, look, gosh, a week's a long time in football because it does feel like a while ago, but it was only a week ago. And look, we've had so many great footy stories to tell that are much better than this one, but look, it was a really strange start to the season, or the men's season, in that it started off, there was two incidents. There was Luke Beveridge, the coach of Western Bulldogs, had a very strange press conference post-game where he really attacked Tom Morris as a journalist and actually tried to get him evicted from the press conference, even though he doesn't have the authority to do that. And accused him of being a muckraker journalist, all sorts of things. So, and then walked out of the press conference. It was one of the strangest press conferences I've ever seen in my whole time of watching press conferences in football.
Now, you said walked out. Was it walked out or was it a little bit more stumpy?
He sort of just stopped the press conference in its tracks and, chucked a bit of a tantrum, really. He later apologised for it, and then the club donated $20,000 to a youth organisation as a
meal corporate
apology. Hmm. And then the media, really attacked Luke Beveridge over it. But as a result of that, then there was some leaked videos from Tom Morris that these videos and conversations happened last year. And one of his mates shared the videos with one of his mates, who then decided to share these videos widely. And it went right through social media very quickly. And, one of them was attacking a female journalist in a sexist way and outing her as a lesbian, but in a very derogatory kind of way, which, for those of us who work in sports media, particularly women, particularly queer people. It was a dark day, to be honest.
And it was derogatory, but also just the mere fact of outing someone, even if it's not done in a derogatory way, is very unfair, isn't it, to do it publicly?
Yeah, well, I guess the thing for her, she was so gracious in her statement afterwards. She said, you know, no one should be forced out of the closet publicly against their will. You know, that's such a, you know, that can cause real trauma. And she was like, she was thankful that this hadn't happened to her a few years ago because she feels a lot more secure in herself now.
Yeah, but I think, Fiona, it speaks a lot to the fact that Chicks Talking Footy is so well respected. There's women who are on air who are talking about the game, talking about the people, the personalities, but not talking about elements of people's lives that are untoward. And you and your team have the reputation you do because you respect the sport and the people in it. And this speaks to a situation where people in and around the orbit of the sport were simply not respected.
Yeah, and I mean, it also shows, I mean, the AFL's come a long way in the last even 5 years, but it was a long way back, you know what I mean?
It had work to do.
It started from a long way back from the pack. But it's, you know, it's this constant reminder that the boys club, you know, that the AFL is a boys club, and, you know, us women have to keep pushing through these barriers. And it's actually time for, and look, I was really impressed with Fox Sports for being so swift in their decision. We were all expecting them to just kind of stand him down for a few weeks and then subtly, you know, bring him back into, the media landscape in a few weeks' time and, you know, tail between the legs kind of thing. But no, they sacked him within 48 hours.
And Fox Sports Executive Director Steve Crawley released a statement, I believe, which said that Morris's unacceptable comments would not be tolerated. Do you reckon that, was it mainly women that were coming out in support of Megan, or do you think it was across the board?
Yeah, look, if you look at the articles that were written, Kelly Underwood, who's a good friend of Megan Barnard's, she wrote an article stating her support, and she was actually proud. She's an employee of Fox Sports as well. And on Offsiders on Sunday, she stated that she was very pleased that the action was so quick because it never used to be like that. Also, Nicole Hayes wrote a great piece in The Guardian, Nicole Hayes from The Outer Sanctum. So her point was, you know, us women are the ones that are having to wave the flag in this space too much, and, you know, some more men need to come forward and say and stand up to this kind of awful talk and, you know, awful behaviour. So,
it's true, because women have had to do the work, the heavy lifting and the reminding, and then they're told that they're screaming too loud, they're making a fuss, they're making about themselves, you don't play the game, blah, blah, blah. And it's just simply not true, is it?
Exactly. So, and look, I think the culture is changing, and I do have to, you know, even Gillon McLachlan, the CEO, came out and made a public comment about how he was disgusted in the comments. Because there was also a video that came out that was incredibly racist, homophobic, misogynist. He managed to tick all the boxes in 1 minute, really. So quite an amazing thing.
Congratulations. Fiona.
Yeah, I'd hate to see him kind of skulk back in and just be given a job in another, you know.
And a pay rise.
Another part of the media landscape. These statements need to be made that this behaviour is unacceptable and... Yep. You know, protect the people that currently work in this space that are people of colour, queer people, women in this space. They're taking up a lot more room, and we need to all protect each other. But yeah, I have to say it was a heavy day for last week for all of us that feel like we've been fighting for a long time and making all this progress, and then something like that happens and it's disappointing.
Fiona, one of the things that concerns me, I mean, sports reporting is typically male-dominated, and it's great to see people like Megan out there doing an absolutely brilliant job at it. But what sort of message does this send to other girls who may be considering, you know, sports reporting as a career?
Yeah, well, it doesn't send a good message, does it? It shows the barriers that sometimes exist. There are a lot more women and pathways for women to get involved in sports media, and also queer folk that are wanting to get involved in sports media. There's a program called Making the Call, where they're actually training up women specifically to work in sports broadcasting and sports media. So there's a lot more women wanting to get involved. We're certainly, we've taken up half the spectator space for a long time, and I think that won't stop. I don't think it'll stop people from getting involved, but it certainly isn't a great message to young women when that in your workplace this is how particularly men talk about you when you're not in the room.
Let's talk about some young women who are role models in sports broadcasting. Chicks Talking Footy. Why are you laughing?
What a great example.
Young women doing great work and showing people how it's done, and an award-winning Joy show, one of our highest rated shows. What's going on with Chicks Talking Footy? What's your view?
Well, we decided to take a little break because there's a couple of us that we're going through tough times after COVID, and producing radio. We've been at it for 6 years, but we are doing a grand final show, the AFLW grand final show, on Wednesday night this week. So we'll be on air at 7 PM on Wednesday.
Live.
Yes, live. Oh. Live from the Joy Studio. And actually live in face-to-face and coming at you from the Pride Centre. So we are still doing bits and pieces, but and we'll hopefully be back on air on a more regular basis moving forward. But we have to, we just have to get organised, basically.
Yeah, cool.
Fiona, we've got a message in from Steve saying, a great swift action by Fox, but it was concerning when the Footscray coach made his comments to Morris. Only one journalist actually asked why he yelled at Morris. If the coach was referring to Morris's comments, then we still have some work to do. What do you got to say to that?
The
Footscray coach commented to Morris, and only one journalist actually asked why he yelled at Morris when he made those comments. Did you see that?
Yes. At the time, that's true, but the media certainly went at him afterwards.
Okay, so they did.
And even during the week, Carolyn Wilson has questioned whether he's up to the stress of the job, whether he's burnt out. So there's still a lot of discussion happening in the media and journalists questioning what's going on with him. So he's certainly been taken across the cold. So what happens?
Fiona, we're running out of time really, really quickly. We're up to, is it round two at the moment? Week two?
Yes, round two of the men's, and we're in the finals of the AFLW. So the grand final got pushed back a week because of COVID, but it's kind of overlapping at the moment. But we're in round two of the men's. There's only 21 weeks to go until the end of the season.
You can hear the excitement in the Chicks Talking Footy voices. It's really good.
So tune in Wednesday night. Yeah. Listen to all the insight for the AFLW final. Wednesday, 7 PM, Joy 94.9, live streaming.
Yes, that's everywhere. Right. And we'll be podcasting the show as well.
Fantastic, Fiona. Thank you so much. And get well, and get well to your son too.
All right.
He sounds like he's doing all right, though.
Yeah.
Fiona Newton, thank you for chatting with us.
All right. Thank you so much. Lovely to talk with you.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.